This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along. Today we'll be talking with Chris Berleth of the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, a look ahead at a new year and what we can expect in the area business-wise and through the chamber and the work they're doing to advance the economy here in the Susquehanna Valley. Chris, we're glad to have you with us again on the program to offer our listeners this update. As we begin a new year and the Chamber of Commerce continually trying to advance the economy in the area, advance business, give me kind of an update on how road projects, which long-term are supposed to be good for the economy, but temporarily, I would think that in Northumberland especially, that's had to have harmed some of your members.
Yeah, I think it's tough to be in Northumberland, especially during the projects. I know, though, that our members are excited for the Duke Street project to be wrapped up, especially Front Street Station, Keystone Forging, and the Queen Street Shops, which is a new member. There's a lot of folks saying Northumberland is on the move. They're getting ready to come back.
It was such a long, ongoing season after season that I mean, it had to be frustrating.
Yeah, I think it was. But again, I think that Northumberland, just like many of the communities in the Valley, are pretty resilient. So they're excited for where we are now. And this Thruway project is looking pretty incredible. I don't know if you've gotten a chance to drive down 147 and look off to the right to see the river bridge. My dad and my mom are from Rhode Island, and they came to visit, and we actually did some business over the Christmas holiday in Northumberland and drove past that bridge, and they were like, wow, that's pretty incredible.
People from New England, where they have all those huge bridges connecting.
I know.
If our bridge impresses them, that's a good sign.
Well, hey, I think they said when it's done, it's going to be the tallest river bridge in the state. It's quite a engineering feat.
And as far as the CSVT, now there's word that's going to be a few years later now.
Well, you know, our transportation committee really does a phenomenal job. That, you know, if chambers of commerce really have one key role, it's to be conveners of people, right? That's what we exist for, to bridge networks together. You know, the transportation committee has brought in local business people, local governmental officials, PennDOT District 3, and Joe McGranahan, the task force chair, the chair of the transportation committee, he really brings everybody together. So the committee work for transportation, by and large, that just continues plowing right along. We get regular updates, and Joe McGranahan's done a great job with that. In terms of the rest of the work that we're doing, changes to the CSVT really are the work of PennDOT, and we're just pleased to have helped get it kickstarted and off the ground, but we look forward to celebrating when it's all completed.
Now, as we begin 2020, one of the things we always talk about is Leadership Susquehanna Valley. Can you give us any kind of updates on that? That's specifically your purview, right?
Right. Yeah. My role with the chamber has actually recently changed a little bit. I'm the executive director of membership and now Leadership Susquehanna Valley as well. So all of the membership, communications, events, sponsorships, that sort of thing, that all comes out of my team, Vanessa Vinios and I working together on that. But Leadership Susquehanna Valley, I'm privileged to work with Jenny Wentz on, and we have a great program. It's a separate 501c3 nonprofit. For those who aren't familiar, leadership development among business professionals is the core tenet there. But we use the Susquehanna Valley as a classroom. So we're constantly bebopping around to all these different places in the community. And we just had a chance to do Healthcare Day, which was pretty unique for us because we were at UPMC Williamsport. And the topic there was traveling for top-tier care. We got to see some of the advanced medicine pieces that Williamsport brings. You know, live donor liver transplants and their heart lab and their brain lab and some of the things that are sort of just right down the road from us that we don't know about. Pretty incredible. And when you think about healthcare in our whole valley between Geisinger and UPMC and Evangelical Community Hospital, I mean, we are tremendously blessed to have the resources that we have here. And that's really a core of the Healthcare Day that we just had, is to get a sense of what's here. What don't you know about? One stop that we made in addition to Williamsport was the CSIU has a training facility for LPNs called the LPN Center in Lewisburg. And they have this incredible technology device. It's a relatively new piece called the Anatomizer. And it's basically a table, an 8-foot table that's a touchscreen computer that renders a 3D model of a body. Wow. So that you can essentially, just like any computer, like imagine a CAD program for engineering, you can remove layers in this 3D model of the body. You can add layers in so you get a better sense of the depth and breadth of human anatomy. This is a technology I didn't know existed at all, let alone in our own backyard. And this is something happening in Lewisburg right now. And then we got to check out the Miller Center for Recreation and Wellness. And with their recent announcement of their big collaboration between Geisinger, Evangelical, the YMCA, and then the Miller Center, we got a tour of their facility, and we got to hear about how all these partners are trying to work together to improve the valley. And, you know, I feel sometimes, Matt, when I talk about the chamber itself, I get a little bit of a slow start chatting with you. But when I get the chance to talk about our members and some of the things that are happening, I start bubbling over. So forgive me if I'm doing that. But our chamber, really, it's tasked with bringing these people together and getting a chance to see what's here. And LSV, Leadership Susquehanna Valley, is a big part of that. So we're looking forward to Workforce Day. It's a newer type of day for us. We've had a Workforce Day in the past that was formerly at Woodmoat. And so with the challenges with where that business has been in the last year, we decided to move to a new location. And Thermal Product Solutions in New Columbia has opened wide their arms for us. So we're really excited about that. We're going to have some community development and some community planning pieces. You know, what does it look like to be on a planning commission kind of leadership questions led by Neil Fogel and the Penn State extension from Union County. So great stuff ahead.
And you talked a little bit about medical stuff there, but obviously the closing, impending closing of UPMC, Susquehanna and Sunbury.
Right.
It's got to be a concern. Is that, you know, did that come as a kind of surprise to the chamber, or was that something you guys were anticipating?
I'll say it was a surprise to me for sure. Certainly a concern. You know, we care. Our number one concern is always the employees of a business when this kind of thing happens. So we've been in touch as a chamber with just a group of community members who rallied around what happened with Woodmoat. And, you know, in terms of a business closing of any kind of magnitude, boy, did this community get a practice run. You know, unfortunate to say, but we got a practice run with Woodmoat closing the way that they did. So I'm actually really pleased to say that as soon as we heard about UPMC, you know, the United Way, Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, community action agencies, the chamber, we all really came together pretty quickly. And, you know, this is not a Woodmoat closing. You know, Woodmoat was instantaneous and devastating in the size and scope. UPMC, I think, was trying to do it right. You know, their census data, you know, how many people are coming into the hospital, is pretty revealing in terms of how hard it is to keep people there. Like I said, the United Way task force, the community task force about this issue, we've already heard from UPMC that 100% of the employees of UPMC Sunbury are going to be offered positions within the health system, which is great. And obviously, for anybody that's clinical, there's just a tremendous need right now for clinical people in the healthcare field locally. So there's a lot of opportunities for those folks.
And on the other side of the coin, you have Evan, which is now growing. They've got their expansion underway.
Oh, unbelievable. Their Prime project is just fascinating. Not to boast too much in our program, but I'm really pleased with Leadership Susquehanna Valley in that two of Evangelical's most recent success stories as individuals, Ryan McNally, went through our program last year, and Stacy Gall. And Stacy Gall is the projects director for Evangelical's Prime Project. And Ryan McNally is the new director of the joint venture with the Miller Center. So it's really neat because we've had a chance as a chamber, you know, not that we take credit for what they've done themselves, but we have a chance to influence the influencers. And that's a really neat position to be in for us.
Where does the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce stand right now? Have you been on the upswing again, member-wise?
Yeah, we've been doing really well. In fact, we were just named by the Pennsylvania Association of Chamber Professionals as the Chamber of the Year for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So membership-wise, we're close to 700 members. I had the opportunity to start mailing out our chamber directories, and it certainly feels like 700 members. Yeah, there's quite a few packets that are going out, and it's renewal season now, but we've got such a great, loyal customer base that appreciate what we do, and it's just a privilege to serve them. Okay. So,
and now you, just to kind of give credit to the all the folks that keep it running, Bob Garrett's direct president and CEO, is that the
yeah president and CEO? Okay.
And he's been with them for what, four years?
We actually just got his five-year recognition from that Chamber Professionals group. Abby Shally is our executive director of finance. Vanessa Vinos is our director of communications, and Jenny Wentz is our director of workforce. And while our team has not changed in the last year, our focus has shifted so that Jenny Wentz in particular, as a director of workforce, one of the pieces that our strategic plan really honed in on was workforce as a core component. I think her realignment as workforce director is really significant for the Valley. You know, we've been working on some things with the technical schools. Career Basics is a big program for us. But we've also been working with the United Way's Diversity and Inclusion Council. And, you know, one of the things that we keep hearing from chief economist for us, Anibon Basu, he's with the Sage Policy Group out of Baltimore. He keeps telling us, you know, if you want to grow this economy, you need to hire 3,000 knowledge workers. And he always gently turns to Bob Garrett, and he looks at him gently, and he says, "Now, Bob, they're not all going to look like you. They're not all going to be mid-60s white men. You know, we have to expect that for the economy to grow, we need new people to come into the region, and sometimes that means diversity of culture." And one of the things that we're looking to do is establish a sort of a satellite campus of the International Service Center at the Chamber. That's a group that was really popular after the Vietnam conflict ended. There were all these Vietnamese refugees that needed to come here into the United States, and the International Service Center helped to be a resource in helping them find jobs and establishing their own cultures, and we don't have anything like that here. We really don't. So we think that to be more welcoming, you know, we should be able to say, hey, there are people who might have paperwork issues. There are people who might need help finding their own culture. You know, you look at Geisinger's hires, Susquehanna University's hires, Bucknell and Bloomsburg's hires, and they tend to be of diverse cultures. And so we need to do something to say, you're welcome here. This is a great place to live.
My other question I had probably has different answers, but it's how do you tell a business, the people out of business, say the chamber is for you? I guess that varies by that sort of your point is that what the chamber can do for each business probably differs greatly.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, for me, I think the chamber is a pretty easy sell these days, especially for small business. 80% of our members are small businesses, which leaves the 20% to be those bigger companies. But for any small business who joins the chamber, any business that joins the chamber at all, the first thing that folks get is a free quarter page ad in the local newspaper. And when you consider that the value of that is about $400 or more, and that the cost to join is a fraction of that, even if all they do is use the ad, they've made their money back. And then beyond that, when you're talking about access to different individuals and networking opportunities and events and really a fun time, as well as some expert content like our economic forecast, our annual meeting. I think the chamber really sells itself in terms of you know, bringing people together.
Can you even maybe just rattle off a couple of the newer members that just to show people how
diverse
these things are? These
sure.
aren't just, you know, it's not just like restaurants or business.
You know, oh, no, it's all kinds.
So much different kinds of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So we recently had the Soupy Brothers. The Soupy Brothers, which makes the dried meats, they recently joined. We had Key Farm Premium Beef, which they've been working with the Small Business Development Center. They said that they want to be the Omaha Steaks of the greater Susquehanna Valley, where they're packing up their high-quality meat and shipping it out. Custom Home Builders, we've got Gaskets Rock. That's one of my favorite ones, just because their name is fantastic. But Gaskets Rock, they specialize in business-to-business gasket repair for repair and replacement for industrial kitchens. Right, so your refrigerator gaskets need to be regularly checked, and if you look in the newspaper, you'll see that all the time there's issues with refrigerators and freezers being the right temperature. And when you work with a company like Gaskets Rock, they help make sure that those things are running efficiently. Yeah, there's so many cool businesses. It's been pretty amazing. You know, we joked with the Miller Center because they've had such success over the last few years that we got to have a grand opening with them, and then they opened up a new section, which we had a ribbon cutting for, and now we've just had this next ribbon cutting with this joint venture and this partnership, and that's pretty cool. And you know, Central Vision Eye Care is another great business. They recently, they had purchased what was once Ag Choice Farm Credit in Lewisburg. And if you'd been into the Ag Choice Farm Credit building, you know, it was beautiful as it was, great office space. If you go in now, you wouldn't even know it was the same building. I mean, the contractors from Zartman Construction and some others have done some incredible work. And you get into these older buildings and they look state-of-the-art, brand new. So whether it's Milton, because they've got a Milton location, or the Lewisburg location, you know, it's pretty cool.
Any further things that you'd like to add about kind of what people can expect the Chamber to be working on this year? And if you want to just close with contact information, how's the best way to reach you?
Yeah, so probably the number one priority we're looking at right now for the Chamber's Governmental Affairs Committee, this is something I'm pretty involved with, is this Federal Opportunity Zone. When the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 was passed, one of the pieces of that was the establishment of qualified Federal Opportunity Zones, which were census tracts in low-income or sort of at-risk neighborhoods. And by designating them as opportunity zones, what they offered was any investors who choose to invest in buildings or in property there, the purchasing of that will allow for write-offs to capital gains. So the bigger companies particularly, or groups of investors who are looking to reinvest their money in redevelopment, in revitalization efforts, and they're looking for a write-off on their capital gains, these census tracts are great opportunities for them. There are three in our valley, probably four in your listening area. There's one in Bloomsburg, one in Danville, one in Shamokin, and another one in Sunbury. So right now, you know, Senator Gordner, State Senator Gordner, had done a tremendous amount of work getting people together at Bloomsburg University to hear more about this. Congressman Dan Muser, State Rep Kurt Mosser, they got very involved with Shamokin. But there's this great opportunity zone in Sunbury, which includes the former Celotex site. And unfortunately, it ends right across the street from the hospital. But there's this great site in Sunbury. And, you know, we heard our local officials rallying around these opportunities. So we're trying to bring together the community leaders from Sunbury, Shamokin. We're working a little bit with Danville to try to figure out how can we best take advantage of these federal opportunity zones? How do we attract investors to the region? What are the types of businesses that could be a good fit there? So we're really in our infant stages right now of this discussion, and we've recently partnered up with former Governor Tom Ridge. He's been working with us a little bit. His strategic group, his policy group and the Knox Law Strategies group were introduced to us by Senator Gordner. They had been very involved in bringing Homecoming Erie together and revitalizing Erie and their downtown. We think that they could be equally effective in helping us navigate these opportunity zones for Sunbury, Shamokin, Danville.
So I always know when we talk, we're not going to have any trouble filling the time
because
there's
right.
always so much to talk about. And just to tell people, sometimes like we sit down at these interviews with people and I might have notes in front of me, you might have notes, but I just know that there's so much. Neither of us came with paper today, so
right.
we're ready to chat about the chamber and its work. And again, if people do want to reach you, you can check the website, give you a call.
Yep, www.gsvcc.org, or I can be reached at 570-743-4100.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.